Banter podcast with Colin Jettis.
Is it recording?
We're recording. We'll keep a wee bit in there.
That's
what people do. They keep a wee bit in at the start and people go, what were they saying?
What were they talking about?
What's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter podcast. Today, I am joined by fitness guy. Influencer. Just real motivator.
Yeah.
Skater. Athlete.
Yeah. Extreme sports and non-extreme sports.
Extreme sports. Yeah. If you could call...
Competitive eater.
Champion. Competitive eater.
I eat everything.
And by that we mean, you know when people get so good at something? they go like, the only real competition is myself.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where Mickey's
exactly.
got to.
I'm centred.
You know, he's like, listen, I don't see other competitors.
I did actually.
And it's because he's eating on the toilet. You're not going to see many.
I did have a Subway yesterday that fucking... So, went into...
You did not have a Subway. No. My guest today is Mickey Bartlett.
The Subway sandwich guy?
Yeah. We're going to get straight into all the hot topics. Never mind, you know...
Murder documentaries.
What job we might have to find or whatever. in these testing times. What about all companies just going, in these turbulent times, buy this?
Aye.
Do you know what I mean? These strange and unpredictable times, Hellman's is what's going to get you through.
I saw an ad.
Buy the mayonnaise.
Yeah, there was one for McCain's chips as well.
Yeah.
Like smiley faces.
Is your family going to break? You know,
are you going to lose your home?
Is one of your parents going to beat the children to death? Not when you bring out chips.
Yeah. What are you going to do for your work after the pandemic is over? Because you're not versatile, but thankfully potato waffles are. A waffle are versatile. Like...
Have you ever put a waffle in the toaster?
All the time.
That's
how I do them, yeah.
I live with a German guy and he did it and I was like, hey, Sebastian, what the fuck's going on here, bro? But the cunt also put, I've talked about this before, put frozen burgers in it.
In a toaster?
And that's when I was like, get out!
This way to the showers!
Get out! Mein kitchen!
Nein, Dutch boy!
Schweinhund! Pig dog?
Just give him a tattoo. How do you fucking like it?
Anyway,
Holocaust.
He wore, yes, not Stokes, wore beige top to bottom. What were we going to start on there?
Murder.
You had a Subway.
Subway, aye.
Talk to me. I only have a podcast now to chat to friends.
I know, it's how it goes. I went into Subway. I was going to get a wee 6-incher. I thought I'll just do a wee fucking, do you know what I mean? Just a wee simple lunch. And then I panicked because the guy had to cut the bread in half and I said, just give us a foot long while I'm here.
Why would you only get a 6-inch?
Because I was trying to be good. I'm just trying to be good.
I mean, you fucked up already.
I know, but I'm trying to get better. I'm trying to better myself.
Denise, can you only give me sort of like 19 fries with that? Because I'm trying to be good.
I'm cutting out my carbs. I'll stick to 5 nuggets. That's all right.
Yeah.
But this is much of a fat.
I'll not eat the crust, so this 16-inch.
This is a fat boy moment, because basically Subway have got a thing where you can get a meatball marinara and a BMT in the one sandwich. So I'm like ordering, being like, do you know when you go
to advertising that now?
Yeah.
That's like when I did the ad for them and they're like, oh, you can put a heat wave Doritos in it, but we're not allowed to say it out loud in case motherfuckers die, isn't it?
Yeah, well, the thing was, the guy behind the counter obviously looked at my physique and went, can I interest you in this?
Like the physique in this.
Said the words, can I interest you in this? And I'm like, oh, yes, innkeeper. Yeah. I shall take your mighty sandwich.
He's probably on his break going, there was a fella licking the window there of the display. Colin, and I says to him,
do you pick food up when it's actually heavy?
Every time I ate,
I was like, that's a weighty sandwich.
Yeah.
And I ate the whole thing, and I didn't even fucking leave the car park. And I ate the first, I didn't think I could finish it, but I ate the first half that quick. The second half was still roasting. So I was going,
well, you eat like a fucking.
I don't chew, I don't believe in it. That's how I keep these glass teeth.
I've been in places with you before and you've been eating, and I'm like, it's okay. We're not going to get like chased out of here or anything. And you're like,
2 seconds, I fucking. You think the reason I'm eating that quick is because I'm looking at a big fat cunt like you thinking he's going to steal this?
We're all fucking athlete, man. What are you talking about?
Sure, of course you are right now.
I fucking... speaking of heavy food, I had a deadlift a bowl of Cheerios off the counter yesterday. Not really. But here, listen. You call me a fat cunt, I get scared.
I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean...
Heavier doesn't mean fatter. Okay.
That's true. And I'm...
You know, and tell that to the stairs.
Aye, that's true. What stairs?
Any ones you go up.
Oh, I fucking awesome. That's a bad idea. But I'm still, you know.
You'd be like, oh, it's Darth Vader.
No, sometimes I go up them electric ones. I'm not doing that. It's getting off them is the problem. Oh, fuck.
So we were supposed to do this on Monday. And were you hungover? What's going on?
No, I was sneezing all, I was hungover on Sunday. And then I had the sniffles. And I thought, you know what, I'll just not do it when I'm.
I think, you know, right. Like, I got the cold off the baby. But I knew, you know when you're like, you would be shitting yourself, but I just knew rightly. I was like, this is a cold.
Aye.
Do you know what I mean? I've felt it a million times before. I've felt that, you know, I came off stage in Ballymena one time and my body just went...
By the way, I flew.
And I went, oh, get me home quickly. Aye. Dying. But it wasn't like that. It was just like, oh, that's stingy and it's going to be annoying.
I had a bit of a cough.
And it didn't go past here. Like, it's weird when you stop smoking.
Aye.
Because you don't cough that much.
Exactly.
And then you choke on a bit of something and you cough and you see stars. And all. Like, I used to do this every morning. Avec blood.
See, that was the thing where, like, I had a bit of a... Again, cold, it was like... It wasn't a chest infection, but I coughed once in the morning and went, that's it. Like, isolate 2 weeks. And then kept coughing and went, wait, you smoked 60 fags yesterday because you were on the piss?
Don't miss those days at all.
When I'm sunny, like a sunny Sunday, I was just fucking...
I used to... Oh, that's the best. Aye. That's the only time I miss smoking. And it wouldn't be... You see, I sort of went off smoking actual fags, like, and then I would just roll my own, and then I preferred it, even though it's a pain in the hole and you need a fucking satchel to, I smoke, here's my trailer. But I do miss it, like, on a sunny day where I'm like, see if someone had a... You know when you go to, like, when you be a real hipster cunt about it and get real tobacco out of the wee shop and all, and you're like, and it's wet, doesn't light, but it feels good. That's when I would smoke.
Aye.
And I would do it again.
Same the same. We talk about smoking all the time. I don't smoke in the house. So I don't think about it. So I didn't smoke since Sunday. Today was the first cigarette I've had since Sunday. But if I'm...
How'd that feel?
All right.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Underwhelming.
Yeah. Weirdly, when you kind of... Because I was going through a wee, like, well, it's been 2 days. Maybe you just don't. But then if I'm doing anything comedy related, I'm like, I need one before...
Yeah.
It's just that ritual side of it. Like,
yeah, there is. Yeah, definitely the fucking...
But if I'm in a beer garden, I'll fucking light one with the last one.
Oh, yeah.
And totally. Just fucking...
But that's the day I decided to, like, stop smoking, because it was like, I had got a boat in the morning, smoked like fuck.
Aye.
Travelled, smoked more, had a gig, was nervous for the gig. Smoked. Turbo, smoked before the gig. Started drinking, smoked fucking another 20.
Aye.
And then it was just like... The next day, I was like, fuck that. Like,
I think especially when it starts coming in the winter, you really feel it a lot more, because when you're smoking outside and it's like colder.
Yeah, you're getting like...
The cigarette feels amazing.
That would hurt my pipes anyway.
Aye. But the next day you're going, ugh, bouncy ball.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So, I don't know if I'm not...
To health. Drink to health, guys. Well, it's good, you know, if you're obese, what is it, and you smoke... You might as well just fucking jump under a bus now.
Remember seeing a fucking thing where it was like, the one good thing about smokers is they never get Alzheimer's. And I'm like, because they don't live long enough to fucking...
Yeah, like, no one at 40 gets Alzheimer's.
Like, yeah, you might walk in the room and go, what did I come in here for?
Yeah.
But it's not the same.
The good thing about smoking is not a lot of arthritis in the hips.
There's no documentaries of a 40-year-old in a fucking home. Like that. Yeah. We play this song and it brings him round. I ain't saying she a gold digger. Oh, that's my tune now, remember? Jennifer!
The good thing about smokers is the home helps never steal their cuddly. And that's because they're dead before 50.
It's because they're fucked.
I'm trying to think of other things that happen to old people. Smokers never fall over and break their hands.
Smokers never piss themselves. Not true. Done it twice. Since I've been here.
Just when I was outside cold, trying to stay warm. Get that pish going.
Just do a wee whittle, easily.
Great times. What sort of hot topics? I mean, when was the last time you did a podcast?
Did one last night. Me and Keezy did one last night.
Oh, so you've covered all the fucking major news stories?
Not really, because we did one on Saturday as well, because...
he was right, the best chances of an invite. I swear to God, see, whatever day that was, I'd have went... Where was Oma?
Aye.
I'd have went to Oma and just sat with us.
We should have given you a shout.
I was so bored.
It was one of them real fucking... like slap together ideas, because Connor's wee girl was away, so he was like, fucking free house, mate, motherfucker.
That's the best way to drink, I think. If you'd have planned that for 3 months, you'd all flake exactly.
And on top of that as well, it was like, it was a heavy session. Like, Connor Keys can really fucking...
all three fat bastards.
Nobody can fucking, like, really, really
when he
drink.
Like, when he pulls the pen out.
You're like, because I was going, gee, would you slow down?
But I've only seen him drink a couple of times, and one of them was in Edinburgh, and he literally was walking around like someone just let him out of a fucking...
Aye.
Wormhole,
but he can still go though. I was very impressed.
Was he mixing it in with the herb? Was he?
I can't say whether or not he
confirm
was.
Or deny that.
Aye, exactly.
Because that would fuck me.
I know. I had the munchies. Put it that way.
I got a fucking chicken teriyaki inside of BMT.
There's a point before we went out, he was like, smoke a wee bit of that. And I took two jaws. He went, that'll do you. Because I know.
Oh,
like,
yeah, totally.
Real whitey in a heartbeat. I'm like, that's a good point.
Yeah, see all those, you know, like, coming of age American movies when they're all smoking weed. And all. If it was the weed that he smokes, it would be just a short 30-second ad.
Aye.
For, you know, do not smoke weed. It's not all like, bro, we're doing fucking, you know, 5-foot bongs and all.
Aye.
You absolutely go, not.
That's enough.
You go, there you go, 9-8.
Aye.
Horlicks bed.
I still think by the time me and you were smoking like out of that fucking sriracha bottle.
That, I'll tell you what.
Watching RuPaul's Drag Race, and I was never more invested.
Whoa! Whoa!
I mean, we were calling them trannies. Like,
don't let all the secrets out. Do you remember the time we were fucking shooting heroin into their dick veins?
And then go each other.
We were watching fucking Selling Sunset. Whoa! Keep that to yourself, would you?
Do you remember that time you licked my bum? No jokes.
Listening to Spice Girls. We were not listening to Spice Girls.
Remember, because I told you it's not if you want to be blah, 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 but you thought it was. And then you tried to prove a point by licking my bum. Remember?
Licking each other's bums.
Do you think anything worse? Jesus wept.
Licking your arse?
Oh, fuck. Have you ever seen, have you ever looked at your own arse?
Yeah.
I looked at mine. I would never let anybody, I wouldn't let a doctor near it if there was something
I mean,
actually
it's
wrong with
it. It's amazing what, like, hormones will do to you and when you've got the horn. Or whatever. Right. Because,
well, if I've got the horn, I'll eat whatever you put in front of them.
Exactly.
Starving babies in Africa, guess that.
Like a hungry dog. Like a Labrador, you throw anything at it, it'll eat it.
What's a dick?
It's all pits and dicks and slipping.
And woohoo!
Yeah, it's fucking heck. But like I've said this before, like out of context, if someone just shoved a blurt in your face, you'd be like, ah!
Johnny
used to do, this is an old test, where apparently, like, people, you're supposed to have, like, an aversion to blue-coloured foods.
Right.
So they would fucking mash up a banana and blindfold someone and be like, taste test that. Tastes like banana, take the things off and it's blue, and they're like,
seriously?
Yeah. But it's a bit like that, if someone was just like, you know, the night before, you're just eating bush, like, going crazy. And then
the next blue waffle.
The next morning, you know, they're like, oh, eat this jambon. You go, what is that? Fanny.
How dare you? You know I love a jambon.
Now, that's an elaborate setup to prove that point. But, you know, we've got a budget.
Aye. Let's get it done.
Anyone on the Patreon want to...
just fire your blood over there.
Just sub their fanny in for a jambon.
Three and we'll do a full taste test.
Some jambon, you take a big bite of it and it's a bit squishy in the middle. Much like fanny.
I don't bite a fanny. That's against the law. I didn't know about that wee experiment. I'm glad you told me about that. I'll mention that on my own podcast later on about conspiracy.
Conspiracy theories?
Somebody told me one time it was
Did you ever notice that? That'll be the next thing.
What one?
McDonald's doing blue burgers.
That's them getting in your mind. That's chlorine meat, mate.
What's them getting in your mind? TikTok and blue burgers. They're in your blood now.
Huawei.
Huawei will be fucking behind the fucking vaccine, won't they?
Because blue's the royal colour, isn't it?
The Queen's lizard drapes.
Ah, lizard drapes? That's what the... my ex-girlfriend's name.
Reptile flaps.
Reptile flaps.
Reptile flaps.
Reptile flaps could be a great fucking rap name.
Yo, it's reptile flaps.
What's going on? No.
Timestamp that. Beep it. Just the whole black voice. Leave the N-word in.
I didn't say the N-word. I said he swallowed something as he was talking.
I know. You see, that should be the one rule. It's like, you know, oh, he said the N-word. Yeah, because he was sticking true to the lyrics of the song.
Exactly. I mean, that was the way, Colin, before the world went upside down. And you can't be racist anymore.
You're upside down.
That's a disgrace.
I've had some weird offers this week. I'll get back to them shortly.
Uh-huh.
Someone reached out and they were like, can they come on this podcast? And the person, fairly well known broadcaster. And I was like, the times are a changing.
Who was him in the room? The other?
When? I'll write it down. But, you know, to
write
come on.
Quick,
to
come, down the notes.
Okay, Jesus, well, to come on this podcast.
Oh, I.
You know, imagine, you know, me just with a wee fucking H2N or whatever, talking bollocks.
Aye.
Oh, bloody blah. And, you know, saying N-words and stuff. And then years down the line, it's like, can they come on here? And I'm like, what's going on?
You just work very hard, Colin. You know, you're reaping the rewards.
Niall does.
Now, when are you starting a podcast? Good man.
sure, you know, our sort of shared promoter slash management type people. He was like, man, it'd be a big look if Maureen did a podcast. And I went, the next cunt comes on this podcast and leaves with her own fucking podcast. I'm going to burn the place down. I'll fucking reptile flap you. What job are you going to get whenever all the artists have... By the way, they're all like, maybe some artists and whatever should think about retraining. Do you know what? Correct.
Aye.
Because there are poets out there who fucking should be working. Very true, aye. What art do you do? Mime? Man, I think it's an underfunded art form. No shit. That's why there's no fucking mime clubs on Botanic. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Have you ever seen people taking spice? It's pretty much the same thing.
They mime like they're falling sideways through space.
Too finicky and beyond, basically.
Man, I'm a black belt in the Diablo, and it's massively underfunded. And I think that being asked to retrain is quite frankly triggering. And bro,
I spent all this money on stilts, and now you look down to me. The audacity! I look down to you, sir.
Yeah.
The number one
dead giveaway that a fucking art form has worth is that people pay for it.
Aye, exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's like,
I know.
It's insane.
I took it personally, but I wouldn't call myself an artist. I talk about dicks. But
do you know what it is though? What? It's a craft.
It is indeed, yeah.
I believe it's a craft. COVID.
Probably. Yeah, I can't wait to see all the fucking ukulele players just
Yeah, someone just on BBC News with like a pair of glasses over another pair of glasses.
In a dungaree dress.
Yeah, I basically scrape...
My name's John.
I scrape landscapes into potatoes and print them onto walls. And I just feel like it's an overlooked art form here in Belfast.
I'm a vegan snack charmer. I don't have the snack.
I basically whistle at a courgette.
Why would you whistle at a car?
Jesus, some purr off that, what's that? Courgette?
That's one of them courgettes, eh?
That an import? Fuck me.
I shouldn't laugh when I've got this bad chest. Awful Bronchial, which is a dinosaur, I believe.
It's your other rap name. It's Awful Bronchial, Reptile Flaps.
With the bees in it.
I pour molten wax into my vagina and make feminist candles, and I feel like it's quite a hard business to run.
I've become an expert at the Thai piano because I think there's a market for it, and you're now telling me to retrain.
I didn't know what you were talking about there for a second. Oh, the fucking!
You think I meant like a Thai piano?
It's like, what the fuck's a Thai piano?
It's a piano tie in them.
Fuck. Unbelievable. Yeah.
Do you have any idea how hard it is to perform my art when people keep throwing sticks at your unicycle? I've been through a lot.
When I'm fire breathing, I'm not getting furloughed from that. Who furloughs me?
Yeah, place of address, all Bangor.
Unbelievable. I play hip-hop beats on the Boron, and I just feel like the government hasn't supplemented that quite a lot during lockdown.
What's my hip-hop name? It's Boring Beats. Boring Bastard.
Boron, the USA. I play rap songs, yeah.
But in fairness, support the arts.
Support the arts. But, like, it's like...
I think there's a load of people that, like... I know a load of musicians that are going, we're fucked, because it's not the... It's just the fact they can't fucking tour. Because like, we can still do stand-up, because whatever the law is, that means you can do a comedy show but not fucking perform in a band.
Yeah.
Which makes no fucking sense whatsoever. I think that's what the problem is. Like,
you know, it is 2020, and there, like, I remember...
I can't wait until it all goes underground.
I remember. Well, that's the thing. Like, luckily, I've went down an avenue where I'm like, right, I've painted myself in the corner. No one has any interest from, like, fucking regular media.
Right.
So I've had to kind of do it all myself. We're in here. We're making stuff. The lockdown comes about. I just put out more podcasts. People are like, this is great. I've done fine.
Right.
You know, and at the start of lockdown, I remember like a load of musicians going, right, and guys who, you know, cover bands and stuff, who play in bars, and they're like, right, we're doing a live stream. And they would fucking get money. Right. Like, people would throw, people wanted to sit around and watch, you know, put through the speakers and fucking watch guys play music and everything. Yeah. And it, but it's sort of just everyone gets sick. But, of that, just,
but it's also, I think it's when people started going back, because that was when everybody was off.
Yeah.
When people start going back to work, they're like, I don't want to sit in the house anymore. I want to go out.
Yeah, so you can go out for pints, but there's no entertainment.
Aye. Because even the pub we were in Oma, they were saying that the music has to be played at like an ambient level. So you can't even have fucking halfway loud music being played.
Why?
I haven't a fucking clue. I mean, it's almost as if it's some sort of conspiracy. We don't have a camera in our podcast, so I've been down to the... Can I have that just for my own?
That one?
Just no. No, not the camera, just that just that shot. Because I can't...
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Put... Now, if you can timestamp that and put that together with him dropping the M-bomb.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. Black lives do matter, though.
And if you carry on like that, your career will be fucked and you'll never buy a courgette.
That's it, I can't. I wouldn't eat one anyway. Disgusting. And they're not blue.
I mean, that's like the video of the fucking the baby. Have you seen that?
Narrow it down.
No. You know the video of the baby, for fuck's sake, you've seen it. Oh, wait. Why for it? Worth it? Not worth it.
No,
absolutely. Oh, no, wait, here we go. TikTok. That's what happened when we gave Eddie a courgette one time.
Really?
Babies, see when they're learning to eat, they just gag at everything. Aye. So it's like, this is different. I'm only did that with people.
I do.
Have you met Bernadette?
<How you doing? laughs> Just give us a time. Have you met Sammy? He's in the Orange Order.
It's a thing up. By the way, legit took.
Hello, my name's David. This is my husband.
Legit took a fucking baby to bed last night. And he's wriggling a bite or whatever. And he was like tickling. He gets really giddy before he goes to sleep. And he just like have the fucking dummy half hanging in his mouth going like. And I just kept going like. And he was like. And it just, for like 45 minutes, and my throat was sore. What would you retrain as if you had to get a new job?
I don't know, man. I honestly don't know, but it's been like...
I mean, I feel like doing comedy's worse than any other job where you're like, okay, I've got so used to these tiny amount of hours with...
Very ratio, amounts of money.
Ratio
like.
To money.
Aye.
And how would you... Imagine, like, it gives me... fucking cold sweats thinking about having to be in work at a certain time. Like I'll do my own work.
Aye.
Fucking 7 in the morning to 3 aye. The next morning, like all day. But see if someone's like, right, Colin, you're fucking 10 minutes late there and your lunch is between this and this, I'd be like, but how do I get my two brunches?
I think like there was a point where before they gave out any furlough payments, I was like I could work at a warehouse and be alright with that. Like I think I'd have to be in a situation where I'd need to be fucking left alone.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I could lug boxes about and not have to talk to anybody.
Because you see, if you go into
like Tesco's... you have your thoughts or whatever, but
if you go into Tesco's late at night and someone's just fucking throwing bottles of Coke on a thing
aye.
With their headphones in, you're like, not the worst. Like,
yeah.
Not the worst.
If I ever, there's a lot if of I ever jobs, had to go back into their call center again, I'd just start murdering people.
There's a lot of jobs where, you know, cause people get weird about jobs. And, oh, I have to fuck. I'm not getting work here. I'm going to have to get another job. Get a fucking job where it's just they're giving you money... to do some donkey aye. Work.
I would go back.
You don't want any sort of targets pressure.
Yeah, I would go back to the civil service in a fucking heartbeat, even if comedy was still happening.
Because the best.
Because it was a fucking. That was the best job I ever had in my life.
Yeah,
including this.
Yeah,
like it was fucking unbelievable. Mick, go and lift that. Nah, fair enough.
You know, I think I would legit like the. I'd like work in a kitchen or something.
Ah, you'd be good at that.
I feel like I would enjoy that.
Yeah,
because I actually. For someone who's very scatty mentally, I do appreciate just a fucking tedious task that needs done
aye.
Repeatedly over and over again. Warrington, you know.
Oh,
what I mean?
I understand.
I don't even know what the fuck I would. Well, I would probably just be like, well, I edit videos
aye.
Badly.
See, that's the thing. I'm still trying to be a
designer. If you want it done on a phone,
aye. I'm still trying to be like sort of half positive by going like, it'll be all right. But I don't know.
But you know, I think like. You know, if you equate it to like, say you were doing a set of bench presses
mm-hmm.
and you did, say you did 3 sets of 10
mm-hmm.
and on the third set, you got the five and went, I feel like I'm done. And you just set it back.
Uh-huh.
And it, that's what the fucking lockdown was like. It was like, it got to the point where someone should have went like, this is going to get really, really frustrating and you feel like you're going to have to go back to work. And if you just pushed out the last couple of reps, we might have really fucking got rid of it. But everyone was just kind of like, I feel like I'd like to go back now.
No, I don't think that's what the case was at all. I think, to be honest with most people, like, the government told everyone to do that shit. Like, had they, at the start, had they gone, you need to wear a fucking mask, put it on now.
Yeah.
Fair enough, but they didn't. They went, mask be mandatory from next Monday. That's 10 days.
So you've 1 weekend so you've a weekend. Eat each other's ass out, also, and then Monday you're back in with the mask.
Do us a favor, everyone go out, half price food, go out. Enjoy yourselves. Young people get out, enjoy yourselves. And then when it came back, they went, you young people went out and enjoyed yourselves. And here's the thing that no one's really fucking talking about. The death toll hasn't went up that much. It was 41,900 and something in May, and it's 42,000 now. So the curve couldn't be fucking flatter. Just saying.
42,000 in
the UK. No, no, 42,000 in total deaths from COVID-19 since the start of this. 41,000. So in May...
I thought you said it was 49, now it's 42. I was like, Jesus Christ!
So you kind of can't! You're dyslexic?
You're a silly bastard? Reptile frap. Yeah, well, that's what's going to happen. Well, when they get anything under control a bit, it's going to fucking...
But the thing that... And me and Connor keep saying this in the podcast as well. It's like, it's a real thing, but it's not worth this. It's not worth the whole fucking everything shutting down.
I don't think so. And I think...
Like, the longer it goes on, the more and more people go, oh, I tested positive and wasn't even sick. So at this very start of it, there was a virologist who was on Channel 4.
That's most people.
But that was the thing. There was a guy on Channel 4 who basically went, this is how this is going to go. This is in March. He went, out of the people who get this virus, he was like, a really small percentage are going to feel sick. An even smaller percentage are going to be really sick and need hospitalized. A smaller percentage than that are going to need ventilated. And a smaller percentage of that are going to die. And that's exactly what happened. But I don't know if it's the government or if it's just people fucking shit themselves. But...
There's older people really shitting themselves. There's
older cunts walking it off as well, though. Do you know what I mean?
Well, exactly. But then, you know, there's older, say, middle age onwards a wee bit who are still healthy, but they watch it and they go, ah, fucking bollocks, I just carry it. You know,
aye.
You get those ones, and sometimes they're the most dangerous ones because you can maybe, like, tell younger people what to do and they'll take it a bit serious. They're more tuned in.
Aye.
And then you get some... say like 65-year-old who's like, I heard about it, but I don't fucking know, whatever, and their masks like around their chin, you know. You just can't, unless you go like full militant with it, you can't control people. Like,
yeah, but you can't control a virus really either. Do you know what I mean? There's more and more things that come out I'm like, wow, this is a bit fucked up. Like, because I think the government, and I'm obviously very fucking anti-Tory, I hate those wankers, but they keep coming out and being like, we've obviously seen the toll this has taken on our National Health Service. But anybody we've been talking to who works in the NHS is like, we've been fucking empty for months. Because people are afraid to go.
Sure, I was talking to people and they were like, oh, I have a mate who's a doctor. He was like, furloughed.
Aye.
No one's gone into the fucking practice. But yeah, and there's a load of people on COVID wards and they're fucking half empty. However, you know, the fucking ward that Maureen was on in Craigavon, they got hit with COVID and it did kill about four of them.
Aye.
It's a small ward. But those are very vulnerable people getting a little bit of chemo or whatever. So it's like...
I know it's always one of those things...
Not to dismiss it, but, you know, it's a special fucking very sort of endangered group of people, like vulnerable group of people.
And again, it sounds like I'm being fucking cold-hearted when I say it. I don't mean it this... Like, but if you go into hospital with any serious condition, the chances of you getting fucking sick from anything in that hospital... Like MRSA, we didn't fucking shut the whole world down for that.
Well,
you know what I mean? And I know it's different, like there's more people being affected.
I heard someone talking about, was swine flu, like sort of, its origins were China as well.
No.
But it killed you in a day.
Aye.
Like if we were here and I caught it, I'd be like, oh, I feel sick. And the next day you're dead.
So Ebola, your eyeballs bled.
They had to fucking they had to like shut it fucking right down.
How many people, I need to obviously check this out.
That's maybe why COVID's more dangerous because of that incubation period, if that's what.
Yeah, they say that too. But then I think one of the, and again, like I keep saying on my own podcast because I don't want people to fucking give you shit or write shit on this one, but there's people that are saying that when the test for COVID-19, they still can't clearly differentiate COVID-19 between like other coronaviruses.
COVID-18. Well, yeah.
So you can go in having never had COVID-19 and the test yet, and you've had a cold or a flu virus, and they go, yeah, tested positive.
Yeah, you got a different year.
You got a different strain or whatever, yeah.
But I heard another thing. Again, don't take any of this seriously.
Yeah.
We're just talking about it because we're here to talk shit. But like someone had said, had you never had a coronavirus before and you just got COVID-19, it would fucking hit you like a ton of shit.
Aye.
Because you had no sort of immunity to any of,
yeah,
of
but
them.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Any corona, like if you've never, like who the fuck makes it through their life having never had a cold?
Very few people.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
the chances of that happening are just, it's not worth this amount of lockdown, in my personal opinion.
They should, I mean, it's just...
Because, I think the bit that's making me a wee bit fucking, is it's the same cunts making more money off it. So this time next year, when we'll actually start feeling the recession, when jobs are fucking disappearing left, right and centre and all that shit, you're going to find the same cunts making a fortune.
It happens across the board. It's like, you know, it's like fucking people move, people adapt. And even if it's happening on that sort of level where people are like, oh, you know, I'm not making money here. Let me invest in fucking plastics and we're making masks and I make a fortune out of that. It's the same reason why you couldn't get fucking podcast gear during lockdown. Everyone was like, well, I'm not working in fucking QuickFit anymore, so here's my fucking podcast with tires. You know, the people just like, oh, let's move on to this and try and make more fucking money.
Some people, like, that's a fucking very small percentage of people.
Yeah.
The amount of people that are like fucking...
Some people have done very well out of a fucking...
I just keep thinking, like, my dad's about to retire, like, this week, and he's still like, I'm not getting my pension, because whatever the fuck they're doing with pensions and to try and keep companies afloat. So you've got a whole generation of people who've worked their balls off for their whole life that might just be fucked at the end of it.
Hmm.
So that's just my kind of... I just gurgled.
Is that you or me?
Yeah, that was me.
Is that your lung or your stomach?
It's hard to tell right now.
So tell me this. How was the General Banter Comedy Club that I couldn't even fucking go to?
Unreal.
Great! Fucking, great!
Yeah. You weren't missed at all.
I know.
No, it really was great.
That's why I was at home drinking myself a newspaper.
Did you get blocked without me? No, it was because I've only... That's the...
Tough though. Depressing to be at home.
Fucking how do you think I feel living in my mind, eh? I'm allergic to my own bedroom because of the bats.
That's insane. But imagine like you had a big gig set up and then you're like, last minute, you're like, fuck, I can't go to that.
Aye.
And I stepped in and all the fucking stories and just things and all. I was like, yeah, great time. Felt bad.
Well, anyway, in fairness, I was supposed to do that gig anyway, so it's not the same.
I know, but I'm
get
just...
angry at Shane. Don't get angry.
Yeah, you fucking Aryan looking bastard.
You fucking wee Nazi. Do you know what was great about it was that it's not COVID. The
emphysema.
Aye. I did support for Shane in the limelight like 2 or 3 weeks before, but because it was on first, when you walked out, there's music playing and you're like, fucking here we go. And there's people getting pizzas. You can just hear it. No, mine is the margarita, Sinead. So that was a wee bit like, that threw me off.
Yeah, that's just the Shane one. Early, yeah.
But then with that one was like, fucking, this is unreal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thanks for the gig.
It pissed me off because, you know, I've had Niall film all 6 shows that I did before sold out, and I was like, can we get the lights up? And they're like, yeah, the lights are up. And I'm like, put the lights up.
Aye.
They're up. And I'm like, well, I'm on stage and the lights are moving. When I talk, I can see lights moving.
Oh,
like that.
Yeah, that thing, yeah.
And then, can we put them up? They're up. And then finally put them up at the end and still made no difference, really. Then the light got sorted.
Aye.
When all you cons were there.
Was there a difference?
And then I see all the footage and I'm like, for fuck's
sake. But there was a different sort of backlight because it was a blue...
Oh yeah, they fixed the lights, yeah. I'm saying. They fixed the whole fucking lights. But then the performer was lit up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at home. I was pacing up and down. I was fucking fuming.
Like somebody's giving birth to my second child.
I was in my flip-flops, stomping up and down the hall, raging.
No, it was a good gig.
Fuck's sake.
Fair enough.
Cheers to everyone who came out.
Yeah, thanks very much. Appreciate it. Thanks for the giggers and thanks for... Now, thanks for the videos.
Well, it was good It's good to get 2 of them done before we go into the second lockdown.
Wow. Was there talk of doing them once a week at the start? And just,
we'll put it this way, we're booking the 3rd one,
uh-huh,
and I'm stuck for comedians.
You're not.
Please welcome stage your MC, Mickey Marlin. What up, motherfuckers? Welcome your opener, and you just spin
from
around. Hey, what's up, motherfucker?
Different jacket.
What's it?
Don't act like you don't know what it is. It's, yeah, what's up, motherfucker?
It was so, but it's so like, right there, I forgot it. You know, something. Yeah. What's up, motherfucker? Yeah. Yeah, and then break and then come.
Please
back
welcome your headliner, Colin Geddes. What's happening, people? That's how you walk on. Yeah, you do.
I got a new thing.
What's your new thing?
From that prison documentary, they go,
that never doesn't get me.
It's the Louis Theroux thing. that guy, you know, like, because they're like in a prison. They're like, yeah, we're the white guys. And the guy who says that, not white.
All right.
The guy's full Spanish, like Hispanic. And he's like, yeah, we're the white guys, homie. And the and his mate is like, his mate. Well,
we're the white guys, homie. Like, my name is Trevor. This is my homie, Philip.
And the other guy looks like, he's just like, I don't know, man. All my friends are in prison, so I just thought I'd come to prison also. He makes this donkey noise.
Hola, Dennis. Come over here, Holmes.
We're the white bios.
We're the white bios. This is Fekra.
We're the white chicos.
Hey, step up, Kevin.
I had to laugh. Shout out to our boy Barrack Boys, Cormac McDermott.
Uh-huh.
And did you see the thing he put up where he's watching something? And he goes, check us out. And he goes, like, the most Fenian name I've ever heard. And he rewound it. And the guy's like, my name is Quivino Quailon or something. I fucking killed myself.
Quaving. That's the fucking... I went to school with a guy who was called Kevin on a Friday and came back on a Monday called Quaving.
Oh, yeah? Fuck's sake.
After
he'd been away on manoeuvres.
Just got full row over the weekend. Like, you watching United the weekend? Nah, it's foreign game, mate. Foreign game.
Foreign game.
Wearing a Celtic top. Foreign game, mate.
Oh, I got my shit kicked in over the weekend. Why? Wore the wrong Scottish football team shirt. Oh, cool.
Shout out up the rather on continent. Huh? You're mad again? I'm half Jaffa.
Let's hit some questions, mate.
Oh, questions.
I put it up on the Patreon and took it away. that is COVID. Seeing as you have one half of Deck Chair and Yums on, still sticking with that name, you think?
Oh, yes, it's got very popular.
Do you have a code name for the Patreon? Like, is it more conspiracy heavy?
Yeah, kind of.
Do you have a different name for that, or are you just like, it's the fucking conspiracy?
I think it's kind of like just rabbiting on or something, because we're just topic going down rabbit holes. Literal ones. Caught two hares and a bunny last week. I think it's that I. We kind of, because it was, again, the Patreon one for us wasn't, we weren't trying to like get any money off it at the start, and now that we're getting a couple of hundred quid a week, we're like, we should really try and fucking ramp this up and make some coin. That's just me thinking.
Why not? Invest it, buy a camera.
Aye.
You know? But then probably neither of us know how to process the data.
No, we could probably do it all right. It was just neither one of us can stop drinking or smoking weed, which is more important.
If you laid off that for 3 days, you could buy yourself a MacBook Pro.
No. What, you mean not shit red?
Yeah.
I don't think, like, you, sir.
Audio is a bit more...
I think it's the way to go. I think it's come back.
Of an immersion?
I think it's come back.
Do you record... Where do you record? At his house, or do you record in that office?
In that office, please, yeah.
Because I know Aaron and Tim record in there, and Tim will be like, I'm scared to touch any of the equipment. It smells like smokes.
No, it doesn't.
I know. Well, maybe it does to him.
Maybe I. When you're heightened sentences.
Presbyterian sentences. Pureness.
Aye.
You know.
Set up.
Seeing as you have half Deck Chair and Yums on, what are your favourite conspiracy theories, and what's the one conspiracy you believe in the most? Jesus Christ.
We've been asked that for years, haven't we?
I mean, I think I've heard Connor say this a few times, where he's like, is it conspiracy or is it true? Many things.
I think there's a big thing of like, the term conspiracy theory was made up
to shit on things.
To shit on things.
Yeah.
So a lot of conspiracy theorists are like, I'm not setting up a conspiracy theorist, but I don't know, there's loads of ones out there where if you just look into them a wee bit, you're like, ah, fuck off. Like, there's ones as well that sound mental that... We were talking about this last night on the Patreon one, was the amount of times that shit gets brought up and people go, don't talk shit, and then 5 years later the government goes, oh no, we did.
Well, sure, that's like, what's his name, Alex Jones?
Aye.
Tons of shit he said, and then next minute you're like, oh fuck, he killed himself in prison, this happened, blah blah. Aye. This guy gets arrested and all, he's like, I've been saying it for fucking...
I remember somebody telling me about fucking
that
David.
Was Paisley, but sure.
David Icke was one of the first people to call out Jimmy Savile being a... Yeah. And everybody was like, you fucking lunatic, you think lizards rule the world? And then it's like, Jimmy Savile fucked 300 people, and David Icke was like,
yeah,
caught a fly.
Just changed the colour of the sofa.
Yeah.
I watched something, and it was like, I don't know whether it was him or someone else had done a sort of self-made documentary about, was it Jersey he used to like ship people to and fuck them? And he's like, it was full of MPs, and they're like, we talked to an exclusive interview with this guy who specifically mentioned the name of a female politician who had asked to perform oral sex on. So basically, he'd eaten Edwin Curry's bush.
Yeah.
I don't know Jimmy Savile fucked me in the ass.
Didn't he throw in some sort of weird curry joke as well?
Yeah.
Like, he didn't say her name, but he was like, let's just say you had a bit of a vindaloo. Like, some real fucking...
Let's just say it rhymes with Sedwina Jerry.
Let's just say it ran through him the next day, if you know what I mean. I remember the one you played the movie with Johnny Rotten? Like in the fucking 70s, calling out Jimmy Savile?
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's tons of that. Like,
and they're like, we're going to break.
Yeah. There's tons of stuff where, like, I think, like, 9/11, there's a lot of stuff in that where you just go, that doesn't make sense.
You see, yeah, that doesn't make... There's that one, and then there's just... I'm not well-versed in it, but when you talk to someone like Connor, and he's like, and then that guy, and then his ma was this person, and she married him, and they were the fucking sons of such and such, and you can just start to see, like,
yeah,
these family trees just go right back to, like, oh, it all just is a big circle jerk.
Is this guy, is it Henry Kissinger? Is that the guy? Who at the minute
the
is, like, he's, like, at the minute at the head of fucking COVID vaccines, and he's been the dirtiest fucking darkest cunt.
Henry Kissinger?
Yeah. Is it Henry Kissinger?
That sounds like a guy who's dead. Sounds like very old.
Someone kissed. Yeah, but I think it's. I don't know if it's Henry. Somebody Kissinger. Kim Basinger. but there is something to do with, like, he's just one of these cons who for years and years has been at the head of all this shit, like in the middle of it, and fucking.
It's always the fucking.
Yeah, I think that there's always a problem with it. I think that we keep talking about as well is that people just genuinely have short memories. So. If in 6 months from now things were all back to normal and then we found out, oh, guy, they lied about COVID, there'd be something else that we'd be worried about.
Totally, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, it's hard. I don't know. I think there's
but I mean, the fucking the riots in America were just like, how quickly was the COVID thing forgotten about? Mm. Like, in an hour?
Aye.
It just was off the fucking planet. You don't have to wear a mask to protest. Go on out and protest.
There's loads of where it's like, I keep thinking now, if like, there's fucking lunatics in every walk of life as well. So like the lunatic conspiracy theorists are constantly being like, told you, and you're like, fuck up, you're mental.
Oh yeah, totally.
Take a tinfoil off.
That's like everything. Sure. Yeah. What about comedians? There's people doing comedy for like two reasons. Either you like it and you want to get better at it and you're a bit of a performer, right, or you're some sort of fucking lunatic who can't get like attention anywhere else, and you're like, you know when people are like, man, I'm not going for laughs, I'm going for gasps,
yeah,
I'm going for the truth, and you're like, go home.
All right,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, go for longer than 7 minutes.
Yeah, eat the rest of that skin you've been collecting.
And I think to be a true comedian you have to just walk that line very finely.
You'd have just,
I collect skin, but it's off the bottom of my own feet.
I remember the time you told me you had a onesie and you said I had to take it off and turn it inside out to get the Doritos out of the feet. And I was like, that's not a onesie, it's a baby grow. Why is there feet on it?
Oh, there's a baby in it too.
Well, your wee baby's blown inside it.
I can't even do it.
Nice.
Thank you. Next question.
Hopefully that camera can pick up those tattles. That was Michael Jardine. What's your favorite? I don't have a... It's weird to have a favorite. What's your favorite? What one do you go back to every time? The 9/11 one is just very unavoidable and big, isn't it? Mick Conlon, never heard of him. Jokes. Shout out to Violin Mick.
Violent. Violent Mick.
Stomped his foot so hard, broke off.
Oh, happened. What is he, the Terminator?
Plink. He's a pirate. Mickey has said recently he's so dry that he wanking looks like he's shaking a sausage roll.
Thanks for calling out my new punchlines. Cheers.
Is that a General Merchant style pork and fennel or a Greg sausage and bean melt?
Jesus Christ. Valen Mick's thought about that way too much. It's just a joke, man. It's just jokes, baby.
Just any crusty sausage roll you can get.
Yeah, one of them dry ones has been sitting for...
Whatever sausage roll can get chlamydia.
All right, do you know when you go into the spa and there's only three sausage rolls left? One of them three. The driest one.
And you go and mash them together. What are your thoughts on a sausage roll bap?
Big fan.
Really?
No.
I just feel like it's... I mean, there's a few things going on a bap. The fucking meatball marinara is one of them. Where I'm like, what the fuck is
happening? What's the point here?
What are you doing?
I think so, a sausage roll and a bap, only if I'm hungover to the bells.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? But rest of the time, I wouldn't go near it, but...
I don't even know, like, unless you made it yourself, do places do sausage roll bap?
No, but you can ask for a sausage roll and a bap and just be all here.
This is McDonald's. I told this on the last podcast. I pulled around to McDonald's, and it was a good job because, you know, I was on the ledge, you know, I was about to buy a fucking pile of breakfasts. Aye. And it saved me. But I pulled up and I went, I was like, you still doing breakfast? And there was like with 3 seconds pause. And she went, you missed it. Just right here. Fucking brilliant. Like, just, you wouldn't get it anywhere else apart from West Belfast. Aye. Like, you still doing breakfast? 1 minute past 11. You missed it.
Aye. Five.
Cool.
Four.
I'll just reverse back out.
Aye.
Fuck off. Do you do decaf? No. What do you think of the Queen's students partying like fucking the Holy Lands? They've caused an outbreak in Queen's and means I'm paying near $5,000 to be taught at home. Fair enough. Or fair enough, some people do take Freshers Week seriously. But surely they could have given it a miss this year.
I think there's a whole bunch of things to think about that. One, a lot of those students with a concert being called key workers at the start because they were working in shops and fucking all that shit.
Yeah.
Two, why aren't the universities lowering fees when cunts are having to fucking sit in the house and not get access to the actual university? That's a fucking disgrace. So if you're 18 years of age, you're paying whatever for your fees and whatever for your fucking flat, and then you're not getting that money back. You're going to use it.
Yeah.
So don't get angry at them. Get angry at the people that are fucking... Sorry.
And also, if there were zombies running the streets with machetes, motherfuckers got to bust nuts.
Exactly.
Okay? And right. Why the fuck else are you in the Holy Lands unless it is to boost Ale Nuts?
Mon Dieu.
if you get a sausage roll bop out of that spar.
If you're not there to boost Le Nut over the back of a Le Kerry t-shirt.
yeah. If you're not there to eat a sausage roll bops and wipe your knob clean with a GA top.
Exactly.
What the fuck what are you getting out of bed for?
What, even go to Jordanstown then?
And study philosophy? And hurling? What do you do? Philosophy and hurling in French. Boost Ale Nuts. If you didn't come to fucking Holy Lands, use a fucking empty packet of scampi fries as a joke bag. What the fuck are you doing?
If you haven't shouted here, Dervla, suck my dick before you're going into your landscaping course. Stay at home.
I love the way Nolan turned up. You know, this is a disgrace, and a pair of hot pants and a gilet.
What the fuck are you doing out here? You are fucking me. Are you here? That rumor's
closing to closing. but it just said ping because of his tits.
Oh, fuck.
This is a bloody disgrace. Somebody drank my vagia.
You vagia? V-A-D. K-Y-A.
Vagia.
Vagia.
Vagia. Go and get your wee vagia. Here's £5. I'm going to get your wee vagia.
Can you get a Batley Advocat?
I'll never forget that. I heard that in an office and I was like, what the fuck is that? Why do you need?
It's like a courgette, isn't it?
Advocat.
For smaller.
Advocat of a dog.
Part. Of a part-time job.
The Holy Lands, bro.
Let them at it, fucking hell.
Fuck's sake. Let them buck away and wipe their hole with toilet roll holders.
So there was loads of... How many students were locked down in Manchester? See, like they were locked in their halls.
Yeah. And which could be good or bad. Yeah. I don't know.
They weren't even back a week, I don't think.
Nightmare. What are you doing? Like,
no.
Just stay at home. But people just want to be bucking.
Sister.
I know you completely disregard like any other STD. You know, you'd be like,
well, that's
you'd be like, well, my dick might fall off, but have you got COVID?
Aye, that was one of the things that I laughed about with the Australian one. So I don't even know how many they have dead now, but it wasn't that many.
So blunt and Australian.
But they were like, they're in a fucking army on the streets lockdown.
Yeah.
In the house by 7. But their rules were like, you can still go meet your fuck buddy. So it's like, you can fucking, you can't leave the house. You can't go to the shops. Can't go to work. You want to get your, yeah, you go fuck people. Yeah.
It's not fucking Nazi Germany.
We all want to have a good fucking time, mate. Fuck, yeah. Can't.
Dogging. Problem solved.
1 hour dogging time, mate. And then fucking, that's it.
Come on your ass.
Surf's up.
Did you watch that last one, The Laugh?
No.
You would love it.
Oh, you were talking about that.
It looks trash, but it's fucking hilarious.
Is it like a stand-up fucking...
It sounds like a nightmare. So it's like 12 like Australian comedians or something. And you're not allowed to laugh. So they're just trying to make each other laugh in there. Which, I feel like if it was any other nation of comedians, it'd be good crack over here probably. Irish comedians would be good. Right. But like... Or nowadays someone would be like, triggered. But the Australians are fucking hilarious. Like,
man, they're some of the best comedians in the world. Like,
what do you call that guy? Sam Simmons? You know, that guy with a fucking moustache and he's running around and he's like, oh, put that in my ass. And he goes, he said something like, it feels rank as in my ass. And I, it's just that combination of words, aye, rank as in my ass.
Was Cody on it, did he say?
He was, yeah. Aye. Just doing what I would do, which is just sit there with a whiskey going, what the fuck is going on here? It's fucking nice.
He's fucking class, man.
But it's... what's the other guy called? I forget his name. Obviously really famous Australian comedian, but like, it got down to these two, and it was just mental illness in a fucking... It was like the two of them... Like, they stopped short of, like, shitting in their hand and just eating it. Like, they were doing absolutely everything, yeah.
So what is it, like, you laugh once, that's it, you're out?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
But that's some people, it was so funny. You're, like, your girl, you can ring a bell or something, or you can do something, and you get 3 minutes of undivided attention.
Right.
So if you're being really funny, which rarely happens, I'll walk away. I'm joking. I'll walk away to avoid laughing.
Uh-huh.
But if you... present the card or whatever the fuck it is, I have to sit there and you do the thing. So this girl goes up and she's like, right, I'm gonna do a musical, and like, give me a topic, and someone's just like, anuses, and she does like Anus the Musical, and she just knocks it out like as if she'd fucking practiced it, you know, for a full, you know, festival run. It's so good.
There's some, like, of the fucking, the genuinely are some of the best comedians in the world out there. Like Luke Heggie, if you ever get a chance to watch him or follow him on Instagram, he's fucking,
yeah,
like, he's it's the most well-worded fucking, like, it's the type of stand-up you go, I can't do that.
Yeah.
But he's fucking brilliant.
Which is just anyone doing jokes for me.
No, but like, but it's more, it's like, it's just these really big long rants. I can't even describe it, but check him out. He's fucking amazing.
I fucking will.
Yeah.
But watch that show. It's good. Colin, met you many years ago at underage DJ competition, I think, in the limelight, that about 30 people turned up to.
Were you spinning discs with you?
Can I just ask what the fuck it actually was? My mind had blurred it out. Yeah, this is back in the audio picnic days, and Rick was trying to run of different events, and he goes, oh, you know, there's loads of like younger ones want the DJ or something, so he put on this DJ. And you know when someone says, turn up, they'll fucking, you're by the blender and all the ones, and I'll be like, ah, whatever, and there's like some money for it or something. I just turned up, and one of them things, you get there and you're like, what the fuck is going on? Why am I here?
Is there pints, bud?
Aye, for me?
Aye.
No one else is allowed to drink. I was just up there chugging pints. How does Mickey keep that sensational figure? Is it the rollerblades? We haven't even talked about the rollerblades.
No. That's one drunk purchase I had this fucking standby just to clean them back off my text, to be honest with you.
I mean, you should get the good, you know, like the street skater ones, like the fucking...
I actually stupidly fucking nearly did buy a really... Because here's what happened.
If you want to grind down some rails, bro.
Not even that. So me and fucking...
Different type of rails for Mick, but sure.
Me, Andy McGibbon and his wife went, right, fuck, we'll go rollerblading around Lurgan Park for the crack. And there's only one bit you can rollerblade
down.
Said
no one ever.
I know.
Go ahead.
There's only one bit you can rollerblade down. Unless you have like 200 pound skates that'll go over bits of gravel. And I was like, glass, I really want to do this.
Do you have the rollerblades goes over needles and smash bottles of bucket?
Man, it's a great hobby. Friday night, skating around the rink and then go to the pub.
Because I watch you doing it and I'm like, he's in jeans.
Aye.
I feel like I'd be in a different type of trouser.
All right, I'll maybe wear the khakis. Yeah.
Khakis?
Combat?
You know, get a pair of flexi ones on, get the wide stride.
I just want to have a thick denim so when I fall, it doesn't scrub my wee knee.
Have you fallen yet?
No.
I think when you do fall, it'd be your first and last fall.
Like, I think I need to fall, so I can just go, right, that's what it feels like.
Yeah.
Because I went down...
Get the surgery and never do it again.
I went down to... there's like a roller hockey team that play in that wee rink place in Portadown, right? So a guy messaged me, he was like, man, do you want
to... What are they called?
Right, I can't remember.
Oh,
can't
for fuck's sake.
Here, we didn't see... If I did not see in
the
video...
The Portadown Blades!
These cunts can fucking skate better than you and me can walk, right? And I went
not
down...
Not hard. At all.
I went down thinking, like, because I thought I played roller hockey when I was a kid, like, in a fucking playground. I went down and saw these cuts. I was like, this is the Belfast Giants, just not on ice. It was terrible. Like, big fucking Viking cunts. Like, just stick the pads on and you'll be all right.
What would I call that? Roller hockey?
I suppose, yeah. I mean, you can fucking giggle all you want, but you roll about on the floor in your pajamas with boys. Fucking absolute freak.
Armagh Stars.
That's what they're called. I know. Right, you can... I'm not even getting involved. Fucking talk shit.
Sounds like a weird sex move. Well, I give her the rusty trombone and the Armagh Stars. She fucking...
the Armagh Stars and your cousin bucks you up the hole.
Armagh Stars and you wake up and your hole smells like a sheep.
The Armagh Stars and you wake up and there's a tooth in your arsehole. Who left their fucking tooth in my hole? stay that place. You didn't pick up after you.
More questions. I have to go and get a fucking tattoo here. Let me see what else I got. Have you ever done acid?
No, would love to.
Have you ever, what's the same question? Would you ever consider doing more videos like the sparring video from ages ago, but one of Tim's workouts? Is that when we went to do Muay Thai?
Muay Thai?
I need to make way more vlogs.
I know, I actually wanted to chat to you about that.
Well, there's no time to chat about it. I might come back in here tomorrow.
Aye.
To be honest, come down, hang out.
I might as well.
Or Friday. Jesus Christ, it's John Goodman. Because I put up a photo of you. That's rude.
That's very rude. Who said that?
Dan.
Dan, I bucked your man.
That guy? Do you know who that guy is?
Oh, no, Dan, that's the Merp. Don't worry about it, you're right.
The Merp?
Long time fan, first time listener.
It's got an umlaut. Merp.
Merp.
A Merpin. Have you listened to Tommy Tiernan's new podcast?
No, I hear it's brilliant, though.
Well, of course it is.
No.
Have you pulled the front off yourself during the... Pandemic.
Front and the back.
Put myself into a point.
No.
Have you seen the guy from NI getting rescued on Bondi Rescue? Starts from... Oh, I can't click that. Sorry, I can't. These are screenshots, for fuck's sake. Been a podcast listener for years. Never asked a question. What's your favourite subject in school? Oh, so much talk about school uni at the minute. What was your favourite subject in school? And did you have a favourite... least favourite teacher? What was your favourite thing in school? Drama?
No, history or politics, probably, between them two. Drama was just something I did on the side.
Yeah, it's more of a natural gift.
I just wanted to retrain.
Fantastic.
Aye.
I liked art.
Aye.
So I would go play rugby and come in all mucky and sweaty and be like, man, where's my pastilles? You know, still covered in muck. People have studded the inside of my leg and I'm like, man, where's my charcoal?
It's so warm in this kiln.
Yeah. Man, I just need to throw some clay to relax, man.
Oh my love. Good game, guys. Yeah, good game.
Tough slog at the end there.
I just want to express myself now.
The rain didn't do us any favours.
Miss, do you mind if I cover my naked body in paint and make a collage?
It's me just rolling about a canvas.
Heathcliff.
No, the go-to when you're trying to be an edgy artist is like, I started off with pastels and then I finished it with urine. That's when all it's always
that's how most of my sex goes, but it's fruit pastels.
Oh fuck!
I had a couple of fruit pastels, but obviously the diabetes kicked in and that pissed all over.
Yeah, do you know people like trying to be sexy and things? They're like, oh, put a bit of whipped cream and all. You're just like full pick and mix all over. Eat a wacky wand out of your arse.
Wacky wand. Fucking arse to a belt.
It's a Haribo star. Mickey is the man. That's not a question, Brad, you fucking arse lick.
Your man, Brad.
Do you regret meeting Mickey knowing he owns rollerblades now? I mean, I can't wait to go to your funeral and be like, well, he shouldn't have attempted the 10 step.
Man, here, tell you what, the fucking lift's going to be great quick when the arm ass stars skip me.
Fucking
arm
60 mile an hour.
Armour styles jersey on the side of the first Mecca.
The way I've got the fucking Giants one. I must say, ice hockey gear casually, not great.
Aye.
You know, you're not popping the, unless you're Jordan Robinson. Shout out to Jordan.
Aye. Jordan can carry it off. I think I can't. I've never even had a hockey top, you know.
They don't make sense. It's you need pads under it for it to not look mental.
Yeah.
That's not a nice material. It's built to withstand the scathing of ice.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah. Ice scathing. What's it like returning to performing? I'm a DJ and nervous about it. You think you're really scared and then it seems all right.
My first one back, I was terrified until the MC started and then the fucking red mist came down. And I was like, just fucking put me on.
But I go through the same process every gig. I brick it. I go fucking blank. I feel like I'm falling down a fucking mountain in a barrel. And then I start talking, and I'm like, oh, I'm all right. That's all right.
Yeah, 100%. I think there's been a few times where somebody's like, maybe they're putting a story or something up before I go on. And I'll be like that, fucking. And then for about a minute before I go on, I'm just like that.
Yeah. I definitely like.
And I don't remember what I'm thinking, even when I've seen the video. I'm like, what the fuck was I doing there?
I would need like a performance coach or something. Because someone would need to be like, how many times have you to fucking do this? And does it ever go as badly? Has it ever went as badly as you think
worst
it's going to go?
Been, like, yeah.
And
what's your worst? What's the worst you've ever done? Like, what's the worst you've died in your hole?
I've just...
They
were listening and you were dying?
Yeah.
I did Mayo with Danny O'Brien.
Oh, why? You were telling me about that.
And it just, it was like, and I think, fair play to Danny, he gave me the full fuck, he's the best fucking, you know, he's like fucking like, you know, like fucking begging me up so much. And they were all like, well, we'll see about this.
I know, sometimes it's the worst
thing. And then I went on and they're all just like girl asleep, like literally girl asleep there.
Aye.
And see, when you're in Ireland, like, or it was, when you're down south,
aye,
they really do only respond to a certain type of comedy. So that's why you end up seeing comedians laugh, or comedians doing nearly all the same type of shit. Because if you're not talking about the fucking,
it's I think
buzz
it's,
topics, aye, they're just like,
it could be the same anywhere. The like, I think there's a rhythm thing as well. Like they'll be so used to, like, everybody to me in, from the south, a lot of them sound exactly like Tommy Tiernan. Mm-hmm. There's that same shouty fucking, when's the pitch change and when's the fucking, but I think you could say the same for up here.
So when the accent's like, far more blunt and brutal, so sometimes you could say a thing which would be real fucking sharp up here and people would laugh.
Aye.
But down there just sounds like, Jesus,
aye,
what's he saying? But anyway, died in my absolute hole. Stayed in a B&B afterwards, which was...
A B&B's terrifying.
Like, if you're going to kill yourself, anywhere, that's the spot. I had to eat the kebab first, but yeah, that was horrendous. Because it was about 3 days after the fucking SSE as well. So I was like, well, here we are, crashing through the atmosphere,
straight back
into
to,
the
back
sea,
to porridge,
only to be eaten by sharks.
I'm
terrible. Died in my hole, and I'll take it.
Yeah, sometimes dying in your hole is great for you, though.
Not that
doing. I know that.
But
way,
I mean, I went there. It was terrible. Limerick was quiet gig, but I think I did well. But it was just quiet. It was a giant venue with fucking 30 people in it. It was like the waterfront with fucking one wee block of people. But then Galway on the Friday, you know, which was like fucking, you know, kicking puppies to death. It was that easy. But yeah, so felt like I redeemed myself.
No.
Stayed in the nice
I think
hotel.
There's certain towns as well where, because they don't get comedy, it can either go like the Oma way, where it's like, we are so glad anything's on.
Yeah.
Or the flip side, which is, what is this?
Yeah, that's the vibe. Yeah. And you know, if you're up north, you know the towns, you're like, Jesus, I have the gig in town, wherever. Where was that? Castle Bar?
Aye,
is that where they're from? Yeah. So like, you don't know what that's like, you know. Aye. If you were from there, you probably do well. I don't know. I knew you rightly. I fucking had shit, but sure, what can you do? Has Mickey how much he paid for his tinfoil hat?
you get a roll of it for like a pound or two. Just make the hat yourself.
But, it depends. Like, I mean, I enjoy a bit of merch.
No.
Are they doing snapbacks?
Tinfoil hats. Tinfoil snapbacks.
Are they doing snapbacks?
Write that down now, quick.
Tinfoil snapback. That's the podcast. Tinfoil five panel. Anyway.
Tinfoil snapback sounds like a sex injury as well. Again.
Or my star. That's the name of the podcast. I'm going to write that down.
No.
I feel so sick. I've had so many coffees. We're going to have to get the fuck out of here very soon.
You get the new tattoo today as well.
Right, 2 minutes. Have you been watching Mark? This is the last question. Have you been watching Mark Norman's new YouTube videos? They're a similar style to yours, except his are funny. Cuts of the stage and the green room. Definitely worth watching. I've seen some of them. He's very funny. You need to check out the video of him going on that breakfast show. He's steaming from the night before.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he's just like, yeah, but in the back, farting it up. You know, it's like, I'm like, how are you this morning? And he's like, yeah, feeling good. Kind of hungover, feeling a bit gay.
Do you know what I've laughed at it a lot? Have you seen Chris DeStefano's?
What? I have laughed at a lot.
I have laughed many times. Chris DeStefano's fucking 9/11 story.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. I've had 2 Clarendon D's and a Pinot Grigio. I'm ready to suck a cock.
Hey, Chrissy. I hate it when he uses my transgender name.
Yeah.
Hey, Chrissy, this guy just called me fucking stupid.
Yeah. He's fucking dead. He's one of them cunts where you're like, oh, man. Just so funny. You're like scarily funny. Anything he does. Like, that podcast is amazing. You listen to that?
No, I haven't.
History Hyenas. We'll get them on someday. Shout out.
Aye, the Stefanos.
Yanni's Pappies. I'm going to have to get the fuck out of here, man.
I know, let's do it. I need to go.
By the way, what do you think of the new car downstairs?
It'd give me a full route.
Switched on. Especially indoors, you fire it up.
Aye. Unreal.
Squirt.
I need to
We were working on a sponsorship for this week, but I'm waiting for products to arrive because I have to set them on the table.
Right.
It's a product for shaving your bollocks.
Oh, man, skipping now.
So we're waiting on that to arrive, and hopefully that goes well. But for the meantime, check out flowcbdltd.com for your CBD needs. Links below. Thanks, Michael, for joining me today.
Thank you very much for having me, Colin. It's been a pleasure.
I wish you all the best of luck on the skates.
And I wish you all the best of luck.
Health to skate.
Good luck with your tattoo. Hope it doesn't get infected.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome.
That's always reassuring to hear
as well.
Shout out Jamie Donnelly, going over there now. Cleanest. You'd eat your dinner off the floor in there.
Jamie, give us a shout. I'm looking for new ink myself.
The guy looks clean. You know someone you're like, I don't think he sweats, breathes, cries, shits around. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's, like, just he's, there. He's like a, he's just 100% sanitized.
He's like AI.
AI.
That's how you spell it. And I'm going. Cheers for listening, guys. See you next week. Get on fucking the Patreons for more episodes and whatever. When I call Niall in on 5 minutes' notice to record. Keep him on his toes.
Ah.
Thanks, man.
Anyway, maybe.